All right, we're back. Welcome. Health and Wellness Wednesday, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. D. Brown joining us now. D., Happy New Year, and welcome to Rush to Reason.
Happy New Year to you as well. Happy to be here.
I appreciate you joining us. Now, resolutions, and I was talking about this a moment ago with one of our health folks that we have on a routine basis. I'm not a huge resolution guy. I'm more of a goal setter and just have always tended to be that way. There's only been a couple of times in my life I've ever done any kind of a resolution. Not saying they're bad, and I'm not against them, D, but I think, and you've got this for us today, how do you avoid the financial pitfalls when you make those resolutions?
Well, I think the key to just about anything that you're going to do is really goal setting. I'm kind of like you. I'm from the mindset that resolutions seem to be more trendy.
Yeah.
But when you set goals and you work every day towards those goals, then you are more consistent and you have really something that you're shooting for.
True.
So I think one of the ways that you avoid those pitfalls is by setting goals, but also writing those goals down, tracking those goals, and making sure that you're making progress towards those goals.
Now, we're talking finances because, again, this is health and wellness, and I really feel strongly, D, that our finances personally, or if you've got a business, same thing, has a lot to do with our stress level and how things work and whether you can even buy the right things to stay healthy. And we all know that there is a cost to doing those things, you know, being on the right track. We all know that, you know, eating correctly doesn't come free. So how do we get some of these things on track, financially speaking? There's a lot of folks out there listening, and I'm very sensitive to this, that, you know, struggle day to day to make ends meet. And they're thinking to themselves, how in the world can I buy the right quality food? I'm doing good just to put food on the table, period.
Right, right. Well, I think everything comes with starting with a game plan. So when you talk about financial well-being, you really have to look at it in totality, not just financial, but physical,
okay,
as well as mental health, right? So one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of individuals don't take care of their health first. That's first and foremost. Annual physicals, and I'm talking about, you know, detailed annual physicals where mm-hmm. you know the condition of not just your blood work, but really examining your organs and things
okay.
like that. Because if you're not healthy, you can't work.
True.
Right?
Good
and
point.
If you can't work, then it's going to impact your finances. Now, when it comes to the financial part of it, though, one of the things that I emphasize with my employees is really setting aside money for retirement and rainy days.
Okay.
So I have pretty much a forced kind of 401k program at my company where I actually compensate my employees a portion of their salary. They can't touch it. It has to go into 401k.
Mm.
And then we also match that on the corporate side.
Okay.
So what we found is we got young people who come here and start working, and within a couple of years, they have a really nice nest egg
mm.
built up that
nice.
They can go to use for unexpected medical expenses, college tuition and fees. And then when it comes to planning your habits and your eating, I think it really comes down to really making good decisions. What we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, and so a lot of individuals go to what's easy. And so the easiest thing to do is to drive through a fast food restaurant and grab something quick just because we're on the go and it's inexpensive. But I think the key to health is really planning and being methodical about what you consume and what you put in your body.
Okay, no, that makes total sense, and you and I think very much alike, by the way. I appreciate what you're doing for your people as well. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that has to give them some self-assurance and some comfort, maybe is the best way for me to say that, D, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just having the financial resources available at your disposal in the event of a family emergency, in the event of unexpected expense for your children or your spouse. I mean, that's really big. And so as a company, we think prioritizing your employees' well-being, mental health, physical health, and financial health. And so one of the things we also do is that all of our employees have free health care.
Okay.
So no employee at this company pays for health care. So we cover 100% of that cost.
Nice.
So they have access to health care. And so that's one of the barriers, right? You know, it's really a big deal. Individuals having access to quality health care. And so being able to have insurance, health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, and not pay anything towards that cost. And then we also pay a significant portion towards their family cost as well.
Okay. And I, not to sideline things, but I got to throw this in just because of us, Colorado, myself, my entire family, huge University of Colorado, Buffalo fans with Coach Prime. And for a lot of folks out there listening, may have even seen the documentary, you know, The Untold Story, which you had a part of, right, D?
Yes, yes. We, I'm the executive producer and director of that project. Now, we have not released it to the public yet. It is actually airing at hundreds of film festivals. We won dozens of awards at film festivals around the world for that work. But it will be released this spring. It's called Tiger Run, The Untold Story. And it really chronicles Deion Sanders, Coach Prime's time at Jackson State.
Okay, so I apologize. I got confused. So this is not what's out there now currently with what they show with him behind the scenes on game days and things like that. This is a whole different story then.
This is a whole different story.
Gotcha.
that really hones in on the impact that he had on the city of Jackson,
nice,
Mississippi during his time there. But it also chronicles the HBCU Pro Day that took place at Jackson State University campus. And there are six young men who are central to this story, who came from different walks of life, had really significant struggles during their early childhood. Many of them did. And it emphasizes and shows the impact that Coach Prime had on their life, and then it also shows their desire to make it to the NFL.
Very cool. I can't wait to see it. Awesome. D, again, thank you. I didn't want to get off on a rabbit trail, but I had to throw that in for everybody listening because it's a, as you know, that's a big deal for us here in Colorado. He has already, as you know, had a tremendous impact, even though we didn't have a quote-unquote winning season for us. It was very much winning considering what he's done for our area and what's happened to the state because of it. So he's already had a huge impact here.
Absolutely. In fact, I flew down to several of those games this year myself.
My hometown. That's where I was born and raised, D.
Okay. So beautiful city.
I am a native of Boulder, so there's not too many of us around left. But, no, it is very, very beautiful. All right, real quick, I got a question for you. Everybody, you know, we talk about budgeting and expense tracking and so on. And I think a lot of folks really understand that. But how many understand, and I make sure that I word this correctly, when you start laying out the budget and you start getting all of the expenses that people are paying for, and I've done this for other individuals. I coach small businesses outside of what I do here, so I've done some of this for them as well. And I think what first thing that I know happens, D, is a lot of folks are surprised, by the way, at some of the things that they're spending money on. And I just know from experience, in some cases I'll say, you know what, that has to go, this has to go, that's not going to happen any longer. And they kind of look at you with this bewilderment of, that's like my pet thing. I have to have Netflix. I can't go without it. Well, D, with getting things dialed in financially also has to have some sacrifice. How do you deal with that with folks?
Well, you know, that's called, you know, immediate gratification. Like, most people want to be satisfied and get what they want right there at the moment.
True.
And it's a struggle that, you know, I've had to try to even emphasize with my own children. And so really we have to change the way we view things. In other words, do we want to look at just short-sighted ideas, short-sighted needs, or do we want to plan and be strategic towards the future? And I tell people this from a personal level and from a business level. If you spend all your cash, you're not going to grow your business. If you spend all your cash, you're not going to have savings and retirement. So you have to really be disciplined. And it really boils down to just being disciplined and being willing to sacrifice.
Yep. Thank you.
And really make some tough decisions.
Keyword, you know what? What you just said, I try to remind them of on the front side that, listen, if you're going to either, you know, dig this business out of the hole that you're in, and some of them come to me for all different reasons, D, some to just expand operations, some to sell the operation, some they're really deep in debt and they're trying to figure out how to dig themselves out and so on. And one of the first things I ask them is, to your point a moment ago, are you willing to make the sacrifices necessary to get to the end goal? Because if you're not, there's no sense in us talking.
There's nothing to talk about. You have to be willing to make the sacrifice.
And you know, point being, D, there's a lot of folks that I think look at some of their expenses and think, well, I just can't go without that. Well, you and I both know that people for thousands of years lived without a lot of the things that we have today. So the reality is we can give up a ton.
Exactly. We've become a very, very spoiled culture, you know.
So. Yes, we have. I mean, that is a very nice way to say it. We have become very spoiled, very soft. And I'm not trying to sound like an old codger here, but it seems like with every generation starting, I'm 59, and honestly, D, this started when I was a kid, and I could look at even some of the friends I had back at that time. This has been going on for multiple generations, not just the last one or two.
That's right. And it impacts every aspect of life, though. When you talk about discipline and you talk about, you know, stick-to-itness, it's not just impacting your financial well-being.
Correct.
It's going to impact your health care,
correct,
your mental health. Everything is impacted by your ability to be disciplined and stick to a plan.
Yep. I love sports. I feel like, especially, not that all of them don't do it, but football especially, I really feel like it teaches a lot of those young men the very things that you and I are talking about, that whole stick-to-itiveness. You know, you're losing, you're down. How do you get back up? How do you get back up after you've been slammed to the ground? I mean, there's all sorts of lessons that are learned in football, and very, you know, great coaches like, of course, Deion Sanders do a really good job of instilling that into those young men. And really, and I think his goal is on target, by the way. It's not so much, can I get these guys to the NFL, but can I make them good men of character when it's all said and done?
Right. That's right. And I tell people that all the time. I played football in high school, but there's so many lessons that I learned from playing football that I carry
yep.
in my day-to-day life.
Likewise.
Even now.
Likewise. You know? Yep. I didn't play in college, but I played junior high, high school, D, and I will tell you, yeah, a lot of things were learned, and, you know, days where you didn't feel like getting on the field, days you didn't feel like going to practice, you had to do it anyways. You know, the last time that guy just leveled you, you knew you had to get back up and do it again, even if he was going to level you again. I mean, those are the lessons that you learn that I feel like if you can apply that now to the rest of your life, because, you know, so, you know, I've been self-employed since 1986, and I'll tell you, there's times where even there, you get knocked down, but you got to figure out how to get back up and keep going.
You have to figure out how to get back up and keep going. And I'm telling you that the discipline and the stick-to-itiveness that we're speaking about, those are the tools that you got to have
Amen.
In order to do that.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, you are spot on. And you know what? And this is a question I'll ask this last, because this is something in my own mind I've not been able to wrap my mind around. Do you feel that's something that can be taught? And if it hasn't been taught, can it be retaught later on in life? We just talked about football happening really when kids are young, junior high, high school. They learn a lot of those things then. But if a person's never been through any of that, they're in their mid-50s now, they're financially struggling, they're trying to figure out how to get back on track, are these things they can still learn, or is it just something that, I'm sorry, it's over?
And this is, may not be the most popular answer, but I believe this to be true with my whole heart. I believe that some of these principles cannot be taught.
I agree.
Some of it has to be in your DNA.
I agree.
Now, if it's in your DNA and you surround yourself with the right people, I think that you can teach it to those individuals.
Yeah.
But I hear people all the time discussing wanting to start a business, wanting to grow a business, wanting to do whatever they want to accomplish in life, want to be a millionaire.
Right.
But then when the time comes to execute the work that's required to achieve those goals, they don't want to do it.
Yep.
And I was telling someone the other day, I said, well, how do you love something and you don't do it every day? You don't want to do it every day.
Right. Great question.
So you want to be successful. You want to be.
But then you sleep until 9 a.m. every day.
But you get up at 11:30.
So, yeah, you know. It ain't going to work. I can tell you that right now.
You know, it's amazing. I had someone call me at 8 o'clock in the morning and ask me, "Was I up yet? Am I up yet?"
Yeah, been up for several hours.
I'm 4 hours in.
That's right. D, this has been a blast, a joy. As you can tell, we think very much alike. You're a welcome here anytime. I'd love to have you back. I very much have enjoyed this.
Thank you. I'll be back as well.
It's been great. I appreciate it. Man, have a great night. Thank you for all you're doing. And when the film comes out, I can't wait to see it.
I'll keep you on the invite.
Okay, man. I appreciate it very much. I would really appreciate that. I would like that. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Have a great night, D. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.